Welcome to the Rebuild the Body podcast, where we explore ways to better understand what it means to be human, body, and soul. As we develop a better understanding of the Catholic faith in regards to being human, we can discover its impact in helping us to bounce back from injuries, setbacks, and sin in pursuit of our fitness goals and living out our unique role in building up the body of Christ. I'm your host, Marty Langlois. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome back. So for today's episode, we're going to be focusing on some general information surrounding specific medical conditions regarding our foot and ankle. And before we dive into that, I do want to address an issue and be as transparent as possible. If you've been going to or trying to get onto my website and to learn more about Catholic fitness coaching, you may have encountered some technical difficulties that are hindering your ability to get on the website right now. And I'm currently working on addressing that, and trying to resolve that for you as well. Another factor here is I do want to be clear that as a personal trainer and corrective exercise specialist, I can't diagnose any medical conditions. As a fitness professional, I always refer my clients to see appropriate medical professionals. If a client may need some potential medical help due to a possible medical condition that strength training, functional training, and all that isn't addressing at the moment. And I do ensure the safety of my clients, and I also do that to stay within my scope of practice. And it's important. Like, I personally don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to be a physical therapist. I don't want to be an occupational therapist. However, I do respect the role that these people in these fields play and offer for health and wellness, and I don't have a problem collaborating where necessary and appropriate. I've personally been blessed on the receiving end myself of good doctors, physical therapists, occupational therapists, as a patient and a consultant. Most of which have actually been pretty fruitful for me. And I pray and hope that you are able to encounter some similar fruitful experiences as well within your health and wellness journey. So, when it comes to our foot and ankle, which is what we're focusing on today, we know that they encounter daily repetitive stress. All that walking we do. Just think about that for a minute. Especially if you're one of those that are working towards that 10,000 step goal. As a result, they do run the risk of being overused. And that can develop some impact related injuries. That's not saying to stop walking. That's saying to kind of listen up here for a minute. To maybe get some answers about maybe some pain points that are going on in your body, as well as learning how to address those and overcome them as well. Because these injuries shouldn't hinder your ability to achieve your fitness goals. It may slow it down a little bit, and you may need to do some rehab or maybe even some corrective work, but that doesn't mean it's the end of your journey. It just means that you got to adapt and adjust so that way you can get back on track and moving forward. The four most common foot and ankle injuries are plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendinopathy, shin splints, and the good old ankle sprains. Again, this information isn't to provide a diagnosis or a rehab program. That's something you gotta go see a medical professional for to assess. This episode may provide clarity on how the body is moving due to some injuries. As I do with my clients, any of who have had rather recent injuries or experiencing some problems during the workout that are hindering their abilities to achieve certain movements, I do encourage them to go see a medical care provider, and I'm one that does request a clearance from that medical provider or some information that can help me understand what limitations you have. So that way I can create a program for you that works for your own individual situation. This is similar, you know, similar to the doctor's note that was necessary in order to participate in gym class, you know, on occasion. Plantar fasciitis is the first common foot injury I'm going to talk about here. And this is associated with the plantar fascia, which is a thick, fibrous band of connected tissue that runs from your heel to the base of each of your toes. This is designed to provide arch support in your foot. Also, when a person takes a step, the plantar fascia lengthens and recoils to transfer potential energy from ground reaction forces. In some cases, an individual or a client may lack sufficient stretch in that plantar fascia, which can lead to a micro tear during certain movements. Along with these micro tears, we may encounter pain and inflammation. Plantar fasciitis can be very painful, especially when you're taking that first step in the morning after a long period of rest or even prolonged standing. Here are some risk factors that can contribute to plantar fasciitis. First, we got some is limited mobility and tightness in the plantar fascia of the Achilles tendon. Another is excessive impact forces, meaning your overuse of it. The inverted foot, meaning your toes are pointed outward. We're talking about those duck feet again. Increased body mass in a non-athletic population. And inefficient ankle mobility. So that's an indicator that this may be preventable in addressing some of these risk factors. The decreased plantar flexor, or the pointing of the toe to the floor when we walk, and the Achilles tendon tightness limit the ankle mobility and contribute to excessive pronation complications that we may see. Interestingly enough, the excessive pronation can actually increase the risk of plantar fasciitis because of the excess ground reaction forces the plantar fascia and repeated stretching during your gait, meaning how you're walking. Therefore, individuals who demonstrate the feet turning out or that excessive pronation may be at risk for that plantar fasciitis. If you already have plantar fasciitis, take caution and avoid any impact-related activities or exercises that place excessive stress on your plantar foot and ankle mobility, like running, walking. And this is a good opportunity to maybe start bringing in a little bit of cross-training into your fitness journey, or maybe adapt your cardio to maybe doing some bike, riding the bike, or quite possibly even swimming. When injured, always let your body heal to avoid progressing the injury. As you're resting and recovering, you should focus on that myofascial release or exercises to help release the tension that's going on in that plantar fascia. One particular exercise I found very helpful is you can get a tennis ball or what they call a fitness trigger point massage ball. You can actually find that on Amazon. Put it on the floor and roll it under your foot. This will help to release that tension in your plantar foot. When you do so, go to the point of tension, not of pain. Going beyond the point of tension can actually be counterproductive and causing the plantar foot to tighten up even more and making it more difficult to resolve. And this is just your body doing what it needs to do to protect itself. Along with that, foam rolling your calves can also help address this issue. The second common foot and ankle issue is the Achilles tendinopathy. The Achilles tendon is the largest and strongest tendon in the human body. It is formed by your calf muscle running down the back of your lower leg to your heel. This tendon rotates and reduces the friction between your muscle fibers, allowing for that energy transfer. This powerful tendon provides most of the elastic recoil and energy return during dynamic movements. Achilles tendinopathy, or as you may call it, Achilles tendinitis, is usually resulted from overuse. One of the greatest risks for Achilles tendinopathy is limited ankle mobility or a tight Achilles tendon. Individuals who demonstrate, once again, the feet turning outward or excessive pronation may be at risk of Achilles tendinopathy. Achilles tendinopathy pain presents itself either at the Achilles tendon near the heel or along the middle of the tendon or in the back of your calf. The pain near the heel is resulted from uncontrolled absorption of impact forces and the mid-tendon pain due to over-tightness during dynamic movements and subsequent micro tears. So finding ways to release the tension in your body is important to prevent some of these injuries as you're starting to notice this thing. Just as the plantar fasciitis, and like that, if you are experiencing the Achilles tendinopathy, refrain from the impact-related activities like running or jumping, for example. And instead, focus on increasing that foot and ankle mobility once again with some myofascial release of the plantar foot and calf muscles. Negative heel raises may also prevent and manage Achilles tendinopathy. The third common foot and ankle issue are those shin splints. Ugh. Those are not fun. Shin splints are an overuse injury associated with improper loading and rigid foot type. This is quite common among runners. I get these from time to time, especially when I'm transitioning from one workout phase to another workout phase in my own workout and fitness journey. In which I'm bringing running back into my plan. As a result, the impact forces of the concrete or asphalt, just a little hint, tip here, my preference is asphalt because it's softer than concrete. Regardless, these impact forces are perceived by the body as vibrations and thereby creating a stiffness or a stiffening response of the lower leg muscle, creating the splinting effect. This happens to protect the bones from the excessive vibrations and prevents the tibia, which is that shin muscle, from bending on the foot strike. Individuals who struggle with shin splints complain of pain and tenderness along the lower third of the shin, especially with running and jumping. That doesn't mean you need to stop running or jumping, but you may benefit from exercises that can stretch and strengthen your tibia. Again, that muscle in the front of your leg or your shin. If this is neglected, you run the risk of stress fractures, which will, let's just face it, that'll just slow down your progress in pursuing your running goals or other fitness goals for that matter. Some risk factors that could be contributing to your shin splints include improper footwear, meaning making sure you're wearing the right shoes for the activity you are doing, overpronation, rigid foot, and then weak glutes, and delayed stabilization on the impact, meaning you got some poor stabilization on the impact of the ground reaction forces. If you are experiencing the shin splints, allow your body once again the time to recover and maybe bring in some rehab. As a corrective exercise specialist, I help my clients work on proper foot mobilization by building some intrinsic foot strength, strengthening the core that was integrated with the foot exercises, and then enhancing glute strength. Orthotics may also help, if you will, with the overpronation and optimizing the timing of muscle stabilization. Again, that's something go talk to your doctor about. And last but not least, and probably the most commonly reported sports-related injury, the ankle sprains. They actually account for over 50% of basketball injuries. Individuals who experience ankle sprains are at risk of developing some chronic ankle instability. This is the result of a loss of the mechanical stabilization or a disruption of the proprioceptive feedback from your ankle, meaning your ankle's awareness and ability to adapt to different surfaces. The chronic ankle instability presents itself with repetitive episodes of giving way at the ankle with feelings of instability. Here are some risk factors for the ankle sprain's instability, including previous sprains, which can increase that risk. First is increased arch height. Second is your footwear. Again, check your shoes. Meaning, are you wearing the right shoe for your foot? Another piece here that can also help with your ankle sprains is making sure your shoes are tied and tied correctly. I can't think of how many times when I was the assistant coach for a high school basketball team, you know, players were twisting their ankles or spraining their ankles. I went down and, you know, checked their shoes. I could fit almost maybe four fingers between the shoe and the shoelace. Not exactly a lot of ankle support there for your foot. And eventually found myself tying the shoes for my players so they wouldn't get, wouldn't sprain their ankles. So learn how to tie your shoes to prevent ankle sprains. Another risk factor are intrinsic muscle weaknesses and maybe even some weak glutes once again. So where do we focus? Well, we focus on enhancing the foot and ankle proprioception along with some foot strengthening. And again, we want to look at strengthening those glutes. Some ways to do this are some single leg balancing, barefoot stimulation, meaning walk around your house barefoot, and enhancing intrinsic foot strengthening. And there's some exercises I give my clients that can help address that. So this concludes the foot and ankle complex. Keep in mind, the foot and ankle may greatly affect and influence the movement throughout the rest of your body. Since the body is interconnected, compensations or dysfunctions in the foot and ankle may lead to impairments in other parts of the body. Hence the need for assessment and a workout program to address these issues as you pursue and progress through your fitness journey. Once again, and as always, if you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Like I mentioned, I am working to address the issues going on with the website right now. So in the meantime, if you are wanting to reach out, go ahead and find me on Instagram at @thecatholicfitnesscoach. And I can answer your questions about Catholic body image and having a healthy Catholic body image, along with helping you to learn how to work out in a way to address maybe some of the impairments going on in your body, along with reaching any fitness goal you aspire to achieve. And know that integrating that your Catholic faith and your fitness journey can definitely lead you to living a holy, healthy, and happy life. I press on, and God bless.